you and your band have overcome massive odds. I mean, you were paralyzed. A couple of the other guys were in serious accidents over the past few years just to get to where you are today. I mean, did you ever think of giving up?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a hard business to be in. And, you know, the older you get, and plus many of us have started families now. I have a wife and two kids, and you get to a point, you know, some of these hard times where it's just like, I just don't know how many times I can get back up and do it. Because it takes a lot of, you know, a lot of energy and a lot of mental strength to push through and do a CD and actually promote it and stay out on the road for 150 to 200 gigs a year and be away from your family and friends. I mean, with that accident, I was just like, oh, this is it. I didn't know if I'd ever walk again. You know, I didn't know if I was going to live through the night. So it was a pretty serious time. And since then, you know, even you know, little things where it's just like, I just want insurance for my kids. And I'll get down, like, my kid's sick. It's just like, oh, geez, what am I going to do? I need to get a real job and get health insurance. But I love it so much that I can't imagine myself doing anything else. And I think everybody else in the band feels the same way, too. So, I don't know. We just keeping on because it's what we love. And I don't want a 9-to-5 job. I know how to cope.
So, what do you think that all says about you guys as a band?
I think it just says that, you know, we're in it because, for the right reasons, but I believe, you know, we're in it because we love what we do. We love creating music and we love our fans, you know, the people that have stuck by us since day one, and we don't want to let them down and we don't want to let ourselves down. And I think it just shows we're, like I said, we're in it for the right reasons. It's not about being famous. It's about doing what you do and loving what you do and not, you know, trying to be something you're not. So, I don't know. It says we love rock and roll music, I think. Put up with all that crap and keep doing it.
What do you think separates Royal Bliss from other bands musically? How do you think you're different?
Well, you know, in today's world of music, it's, I think rock and roll in particular, there's a lot of artificiality, if that's a word, out there. You know, where everybody's using the same producers and everybody's using backing tracks. Not everybody, but a lot of people using backing tracks and things like that where, you know, even the live shows tend to sound a little bit computerized. And so I think rock and roll music in particular has lost a little bit of that organic feel where, you know, it's based on. A lot of people write with a ton of people and just, you know, not write from their hearts. And I think our music, it shows, you know, the lyrics are stories about my life and stories about things that we've been through. And when we get up on that stage, we give it all every night, no matter what's going on. And there's no backing tracks when we're playing. And so I think our music is, I don't know, it's organic. You can feel it. And I think there's a lot of music out there missing that nowadays. So I think that's what makes us a bit different, is what I would say. It's real. And I can tell bands that are coming up, I apologize, I talk a lot.
No, it's okay, it's okay.
But when I talk to bands coming up, they're always like, what should we do? And, you know, they always try to be something else. And, you know, from what they wear to how they play to what they say on stage. And I'm just like, you know, let your music, whatever comes out of you, let your music interpret who you are. And if you just play from the heart and you get up there, then that's an original band. You know, sure, they might sound like another band, but if they're playing from the heart, singing about stories of their life and putting it out every night, then their music's going to be original because it's all them. They're not trying to be anything else. So I think Royal Bliss is all Royal Bliss.